Kicking things off today, a story about tipping. Speaking of restaurants, a restaurant closed its doors after there was an attempt to unionize workers there, and now the restaurant has to pay up. Speaking of workers, Disney will start laying off folks this week. How many? We'll share. The economics of food stamps makes the news. Even recreational vehicles are getting chummy with electric. We'll share the latest. Farmers are on tap to get more federal assistance. We've got the Wall Street Report. And nearly one half of all workers have a side gig. Those stories, and we're talking advertising and marketing with Jeff Pfeiffer from Tractor House of Lincoln, Nebraska. But first, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today. We are really grateful. Thanks for spending time with us. Also, you want to hit us up on Twitter, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. Tipping, once reserved for showing appreciation for excellent service, is quickly becoming a method where business owners from a wide spectrum of industries are having you help them pay worker wages. And then there's the growing backlash against tipping and the technology that's driving it. CNN is reporting that around 48% of purchases at fast food restaurants as well as coffee shops included a tip during the final quarter of last year. That's according to data released from Toast, a restaurant management software company. And that, by the way, was up 11% from pre-COVID levels. However, there is a but. Americans are tipping less. People are tipping less in part because of inflation, say the experts. They're also overwhelmed with the number of places that give them the option to tip with a card on an iPad, leading people to be less generous. Not only is tipping becoming more expected, there is also the rather new practice of including the cost to use a debit or credit card when paying, as businesses pass along those processing fees to you, the consumer. Bottom line, it costs you more at more places and in more ways. For some reason, we've been reporting on a rash of National Labor Relations stories, and this, out of Augusta, Maine, is the latest. Chipotle Mexican Grill has been ordered to pay $240,000 in back pay to workers who attempted to unionize a restaurant there. And rather than allow the workers the right to collective bargaining, the company simply closed the store. Can't do that. CNN is reporting that the payouts, which are based on pay rates, average hours, and seniority, will range between $5,800 to more than $21,000 to each of the affected employees. Chipotle, which did not admit to wrongdoing as part of the settlement, has denied the allegation that union busting was behind its decision to shutter the Augusta location this past July. At that time, the company said the closure was because of difficulty finding staff. But the National Labor Relations Board, which oversees labor relations in most U.S. businesses, filed a complaint in November, alleging that the closing was an effort to defeat the union organizing. As part of the settlement, the former Augusta workers will be given preferential treatment for hiring at other Chipotle restaurants in Maine. Meanwhile, one other Chipotle location in Lansing, Michigan, has voted to be represented by a union. Workers at a New York City Chipotle have also announced an organizing effort and staged one-day strikes, although that location is yet to file for a formal union vote, which is also overseen by the National Labor Relations Board. Well, poof, there goes your Magic Kingdom job. CEO Bob Iger says that roughly 7,000 workers at Disney will be laid off. The cuts to Disney's global workforce are part of a multi-billion-dollar cost-cutting initiative aimed at streamlining the company's operations in a period of media industry turmoil. And also, we have to think about the bottom line. Wall Street ended the day mixed, and I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. No longer called food stamps, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, continues to face cuts, and those cuts will impact retailers. As lawmakers in many states, including here in Iowa, find ways to reduce the number of families who are eligible for SNAP benefits, they're also taking a bite out of grocery retailers. And because pandemic-related emergency funding for SNAP ends this month, that fact will also ding grocery stores. CNBC reports that more than 41 million Americans receive funding for food through the federal program. For those households, it will amount to at least $95 less per month to spend on groceries. Yet for many families, the drop will be even steeper since the government assistance scales up to adjust for household size and income. For grocers like Kroger, big box players like Walmart, and discounters like Dollar General, the drop in SNAP dollars adds to an already long list of worries about the year ahead. Electric vehicles are not just for cars, trucks, and semis. How about recreational vehicles? And how do we know? Well, the Des Moines Register is reporting that Winnebago Industries is buying a lithium-ion battery maker. The recreational vehicle company announced the purchase of Clearwater, Florida's-based Lithionics battery for an undisclosed sum of money. The announcement comes 2 months after Winnebago displayed a new edition of its electric recreational vehicle concept at the Florida RV Super Show. The company has said that owning their own battery factory will improve the margin profile of Winnebago. In other words, a wider profit margin. Speaking of profit, struggling farmers in the U.S. will be able to get even more financial relief, according to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack. Reuters is reporting that the funding for $123 million in debt relief is coming from the Inflation Reduction Act passed by the Biden administration last year. In October, the agency distributed $800 million under the relief program to a roughly 11,000 farmers who were behind on loan payments, and it cleared debt held by 2,100 farmers who had been foreclosed on but still owed money to the agency. Wall Street ended the day mixed, with the Dow climbing upward by 194 points as bank stocks led the way to a close of 32,432. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ underperformed, sinking by 55 points to settle at 11,768, and the S&P 500 rose by 6 points to end the trade at 39.77. Oil gained big time, climbing upward by over $3.50 a barrel. Why? Well, Iraq halted some crude exports from its semi-autonomous Kurdistan region. The exports amount to about 0.5% of global oil supply, or 450,000 barrels per day. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with being involved in a side hustle. According to Bloomberg, nearly half of U.S. employees have a side hustle or source of supplemental income. According to the report, experience working remotely and flexible post-pandemic work schedules have made it possible for a growing number of people to explore alternative income streams. The extra earnings, which come from activities including selling used items online and accepting gigs via apps like TaskRabbit, amount to more than, get this, $50 billion monthly, much of which, by the way, is going untaxed. And get this, it's not just lower-paid workers who have side gigs. 62% of people earning more than $100,000 a year have growing supplemental income streams. So there. All right, stay with us as we have a conversation with Jeff Pfeiffer, who works for Sand Hills Global Media and its Tractor House division. We're talking advertising and marketing, something we love to do, and he'll offer some advice about staying in the game, no matter when that is. Click our media player for more. and thanks for listening.